You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Care and support workers, many of whom are working in disability and elderly care here in Aotearoa, will be rallying across the motu to call on the government to fund a pay equity settlement for the sector. I spoke to Rachel McIntosh from Etu Union, representing care and support workers and organising the rally with PSA and the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, to talk about the upcoming rallies and the demands of workers in the sector. So to start off, why are care and support workers rallying this week?
Care and support workers are rallying in support of a long-standing claim for pay equity.
Has the care and support sector had any trouble in retaining workers recently?
Yes, it is. The sector is notoriously short-staffed, and the reasons for that are certainly include the problems with low pay and lack of support. So the work that care and support workers do is skilled. It's much more skilled than people often understand until they understand in detail what the work entails. It carries huge responsibility. It carries responsibility for human dignity for people who are the most vulnerable people in our society. And it's really important. It's vital work. It was essential work. It is essential work, and it has to keep going no matter what. And the pay that people who do this work receive from the employers does not recognise that. And in fact, it is low, and there is no argument that it is low because of historical discrimination, because work that is mostly done by men, which has similar levels of responsibility, which is similarly skilled and which is similarly important to society, is paid at a much higher level. That's why it's unfair, and also it's just really hard to live on the wages that care and support workers receive.
Just for our listeners' reference, can you give us an idea of what kind of jobs care and support workers work in, and who's being affected by low and unequal pay?
There are about 65,000 people who work in the industry, and they do things ranging from mental health support in the community, home support for elderly or disabled or mentally ill people who are living in their own homes and who need support. It is also aged care, so aged care facilities, the kind of support people living in those places require. Yeah, so mental health, disability support, aged care, residential aged care, which is in rest homes and so on, and home support including for people who might be on ACC. So some people just receive that kind of support for a short while. And some people need that support really to be able to live lives with dignity. So things that a young, able-bodied person takes for granted, like just being able to get up in the morning, be able to put your shoes on, be able to, clean yourself and look after yourself. If you require help to do that so that you can basically live as a human being with dignity, that's really important work. That's kind of vital for human dignity. That's the work that we're talking about.
So if the sector isn't able to reach a pay equity settlement with the government, what kind of an impact will this have on the disabled and elderly community here in Aotearoa?
That's a really important point, which is that if the people doing the work do not have decent work, do not have work that is satisfying, is well paid, then the people that they're providing the care for can only suffer. That involves people waiting because there aren't enough staff for care. That can involve people sitting in their own waste. This can involve people falling and there being nobody there to find them. It can have people hungry because their meals aren't provided on time. It can have people missing medication, and that is because the industry is so stretched. And also, even when people do get the care, it's being received from people who are under huge personal stress because they're not paid enough. And they're not given the dignity of decent work so that they can provide the best level of care and those really important interpersonal skills that the workers have. They are under pressure when there's not enough staff and when there's not enough pay.
Are there any recent government policies that have had a further impact on workers in the sector?
Yes, absolutely. The government has increased the uncertainty of work in the sector by reintroducing 90-day trials so that workers not only are they not paid well enough, but they face the possibility of having no work rights if they get dismissed in the first 90 days. The government has repealed fair pay agreements, which were about setting a minimum standard across a whole industry. That has been taken away, and that is a downward pressure on wages. The government has put up the minimum wage by a pitifully small amount, and when the minimum wage is depressed, other wages get depressed as well. So yeah, there are many things this government has done that exacerbate the problem.
So finally, what can our listeners do if they'd like to support care workers and participate in the rallies this week?
Well, people can certainly come to the rallies. The information is available in several places. And if your listeners are in Auckland, there is a rally at Victoria Park at 2 p.m. today. People can come to that. People can also write to the Minister of Health, Shane Retty, and to the Minister of Finance, Nicola Willis, and express their support for this campaign and ask them to, you know, step up, fund the settlement and assist the parties to reach a settlement.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.